All right, let's go to the defense side of the ball. Start defense backfield. Obviously, a huge need for the Browns. Right. They have an opportunity to get Minkah Fitzpatrick, hopefully at number four, if he's there. Let's talk about Minkah. What makes him so special?
He's a football savant. He at Alabama, he was the extension of Nick Saban on the field. So smart with what he does. And he's also a big-time athlete. He's probably going to run the 4.4s here. I think he can play outside cornerback. It's kind of like the Jalen Ramsey discussion when he was coming out of Florida State. Is he a safety? Is he a nickel? Is he a corner? And a lot of times when we talk about guys that play multiple positions, they're good across the board at those positions, but not great at any one of them. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick could be great at any of those positions. You play him in the nickel. You can play him outside. You can play him at free safety. He can do it all. I want to see him outside at cornerback. You've seen him in the pedal. You've seen him transition. He can do that. I think he needs to get a little bit better with his back to the ball. But when you're pointing out the weaknesses with Minkah Fitzpatrick, it's nitpicking because he's a really special player. And like I said, I think the intangibles, he's going to test off the charts because he knows everything going on. He played Nick Saban has six defensive back positions in his defense, and he said that he's never had a player be as much of an expert in all six as Minkah Fitzpatrick is. He's just a special player, and you don't need to overthink it. He's a top five player in this draft, and he's there at four. I'm running to the podium to turn that pick in.
And he's also, it sounds like, a great leader and somebody that would be very good for the locker room.
Absolutely. The intangibles are there, and this goes back to high school. You talk to his high school coaches. This is a guy that just eat, breathes football. It's all he does. At an early age, his family was displaced by Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey, and he relied on football to kind of be his escape. And he sees football as his chance to pay back his family for sending him to a private school, for helping him get through all that. So he's a big time athlete, but I think even more so, it's the intelligence and the intangibles that really sets him apart from everybody else.
All right, let's talk about the rest of that DB class. We'll stay at the cornerback position. Seems to be fairly deep, and a lot of people, some people love Denzel Ward, Josh Jackson, but in that second round, you have Alexander, some other people that seem to be well thought of. Is this a good class to want to have DBs in?
Oh, absolutely. Not so much safety, but corner, okay. I think is, you can make an easy argument, corner is the deepest position this year.
Okay.
And that's including Minkah in there as a top guy. Denzel Ward would be interesting because a lot of teams don't want 5'10 corners early in the draft, but he's absolutely worth it. He's a twitchy athlete. Instincts are there. Give me Denzel Ward on my team, and we'll figure out a way to put him on the outside, and I think he'll thrive. You mentioned Jair Alexander, same type of deal. You get a little bit of Joe Hayden feel from him. Not the biggest guy, not going to test off the charts, but he's tough, and he has the instincts that you want at the corner position. This is a deep – I don't think that you have to take a corner early because you're going to find guys in the second and third round that can start for you. Carlton Davis from Auburn, Josh Jackson, Isaiah Oliver, Colorado. The junior class really helped this group with the guys that came out. So, again, Minkah Fitzpatrick to me is a corner, but if you wanted to play him at safety, you could find a corner in the third round that's still going to help you from day one.